Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jack Albright. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Walker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dell Ennis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Howie Schultz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verben. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Hughes. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Tommy Hughes. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Jack Albright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albright hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek takes first base on ball four. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Walker reaches second base with a double. Wirostek moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirostek scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Phillies. Dell Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Ennis reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 2-0, Phillies. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Phillies. Rip Sewell now pitching. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball four. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Russell moves to third. Gustin moves to second. Freddie Schmidt now pitching. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Gustin scores. Kiner moves to second. It's 4-2, Phillies. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Westlake reaches second base with a double. Kiner scores. Fletcher moves to third. It's 4-3, Phillies. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is walked intentionally. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-4, Pirates. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-1 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Albright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albright is 0-1 in the game. Albright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Wirostek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Pirates. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Phillies 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verbin. The throw from Klutz and he is safe. Verbin steals second. Freddie Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Albright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Albright is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Phillies 6. The Pirates will come to bat. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher strikes out. 1 out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Westlake hits a pop-up towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Klutz and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Phillies 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Cox reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell is walked intentionally. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schultz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gustin for the out. Sewell scores. Cox moves to third. Russell moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner is walked intentionally. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Ennis hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schultz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Albright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Albright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Klutz is hit by the pitch. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Verbin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Freddie Schmidt. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Albright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Albright hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Shan's now pitching. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustine hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Albright fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wirostek hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 6. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Westlake strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Clutz hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lakeman hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell strikes out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The throw from Lakeman and he is safe. Russell steals second. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustine takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Padgett pinch hits for Charlie Shands. Don Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Albright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Albright hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.